Star 94.1, and we welcome Kim Brooks. Kim, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Hey, just blessed. I'm wonderful myself.
Amen.
Let's talk about your new book. Mm. First of all, the last time we talked about your book, He's Fine, But Is He Saved?
Yep.
Okay. And you had, was it three characters in that book?
That's exactly right. You had Sandy, who was a baby Christian, and then you had Liz, who was what they call super spiritual, and then the one in the middle, the glue of the friends, is Michelle, and she was a mature believer, and they were all in search of the one that God had for them. They're Mr. Right, or Mr. Godly Right, I'll just say that.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Now, your new book, He's Saved, But Is He For Real?
Mm.
Wow.
Yep. Just like the title of the second book, it's a little deeper as far as one's relationship with God. I look at the first one like the foundational book. You know, he's fine, but is he saved? So now, Brother Man is saved, but is he for real? So it actually, just like the second book is deeper, it actually gets deeper with the characters and their development. The relationship that they established from the first book continues with the second book, and the reader finds out whether or not they last, and they see what internal and external forces keep the relationships together. And it gets deeper in the issues amongst the believers and their relationships with the different men that they encounter.
Now, when you write, do you write from experience?
Actually, no. I would say a lot of it is observation. But mainly, like with the first book, with the characters, I really and truly, even though my friends say otherwise, some of them say I'm inadvertently writing about them, but I don't think so.
Okay.
But I really wanted to show three levels of spirituality in one's walk with God. I wanted to show the development from the person that just got saved, from a lifestyle on the street, and how they approach dating and men. And that's Sandy's character. And I want to show the one who, you know, has been saved a while and feels like she needs no man but Jesus, so she gives men a hard time. And that's Liz's character. And then Michelle, the mature believer. So it continues with the three of them. And a lot of women who read the first book tell me which character of the three they can most relate to themselves. And with the second book, I mean, I thank God for the ability to write. That's been my dream since I was a little girl, because I really have fun creating scenarios and different things and bringing on different issues through these ladies. So to answer your question, not quite, but I'm sure from my own observations and maybe subconsciously I may be writing about certain things, but not intentionally.
Okay. You mentioned observation. Do you or have you ever observed while being in church that a lot of men are saved but they're not real, or maybe a few men are saved and not for real? Or
I'm glad you brought out that point.
What's your take on that?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You definitely want to be careful in that, just like you said with the title of the book, Is He For Real? What I mean by that is, does he have a real relationship with God? Does he sincerely fear the Lord? Is he a man after God's own heart? Does he do the word outside of Sunday morning? Is he a Christian 7 days a week? And those things like that, you aren't able to immediately discover until you spend time with an individual and observe how they are with other people and behind closed doors, and observe their character, which all takes time, because sometimes when you're dealing with what I call sometimes a wolf in sheep's clothing, he may not come out for a minute. So you have to see if he's consistent in his dealings with you, for the ladies listening, and the way he, not only the way he treats you, because of course, you know, any man with an ounce of sense, if he's pursuing a woman, would treat her right. But you want to observe how he is as an individual, his prayer life. Does he have a prayer life? Does he have a church home? Or is he just hopping around? What does he do on the weekends? And who are his friends and his family? Is he close to his family? All those things will let you know about his relationship with God as a person, and let you know their realness, if you will.
Would you like to see your books turned into a screenplay?
Oh, yes. I'm glad you mentioned that. That is definitely truly my desire, because I really believe my book speaks to an audience that is definitely developing in Hollywood, you know, with Tyler Perry, whom I love. I mean, it's letting, we as viewers are letting people know that these are some types of movies that we want to see, positive movies that deal with Christian principles. And because a lot of the shows right now, I would say girlfriend-type shows, the conversation that these ladies are having are not conversations that me and my friends would have. And the lifestyle is not like me and my friends. And not to say me and my friends are totally the minority, because so many people are becoming more attuned to their spiritual side, attuned to the things of God. And I believe that there is an audience for the three ladies in my book. And, I mean, they, to be honest, a lot of women tell me that they are hilarious in the way they approach life and men, and the way that they talk. I mean, they're down to earth, but they're still Christian. I mean, you can have fun and be saved at the same time. There is nothing wrong with that. So I would definitely love to see that depicted on screen, as most authors, but I've actually been, you know, networking and kind of, you know, you have to get out there and you have to present your material. So I'm pretty much believing God one day that it'll be on the big screen.
Okay. Who would you like to pick up your book? I know, you know, you write, I think you write mainly for women, but would you like to see men read your book?
It's so funny you mention that, because with my first novel, there were some men that read it, and maybe they just read it because they were friends of mine, but there were some other men that read it too, and they told me that they liked the book because it showed them what Christian women were thinking while dating different men. So I thought that was interesting. I guess they wanted like a sneak peek into the minds of the single Christian woman. And I believe that both men and women can read this book. I'm not sure about the sequel, He's Saved, But Is He For Real? Because there's like a fine brother on the cover. So I don't know how many men will be willing to read it with him on the cover. But I really believe that men would glean a lot, because it's not a male-bashing book. I tell men all the time, because they're like, oh, Lord, here we go. It is not a male-bashing book. Mind you, there are different kinds of men in the book. There are the wolves in sheep's clothing, but then there are some good, sincere brothers in Christ that are in the book. And one of the characters, Liz, she is actually dating a minister from the first book. She continues with Minister Matthew, and he's a great guy. But because of her own issues and insecurities and jealousies from not growing up with a father or a positive male figure in her life, she gives him, oh, my goodness, oh, wow, she gives him a hard time. So, but there are some good men in the book, and I think men would glean a lot from the book.